All righty, it's 8:45 at WFIR. Earlier this week, we spoke with the Republican nominee for Attorney General, Jason Meares, and now the man who will be at the top of the Republican statewide ticket this fall, GOP Governor nominee Glenn Youngkin, joins WFIR morning reporter Clark Palmer and me live via phone this morning. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Roanoke. It's a beautiful day, and it's a new day in Virginia.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Glenn. And as we get started, following a competitive race for the nomination, Glenn, do you believe the Republican Party is fully united behind you now?
I absolutely do. And not only what I saw during the convention, where I won in counties and cities all over Virginia, which was so encouraging to see. But on top of that, right after the convention, all of my competitors have come together and provided their support to me. And it was great to actually see Kirk and Sergio and Pete and Amanda and Octavia and Peter all come around and say, hey, we're for Glenn. So that's been great. And I see it across Virginia. But it's not just Republicans now. I actually am meeting with independents and Democrats as well. And I'm seeing Virginians come together like never before. And that's what's so encouraging right now.
Glenn, it's Clark Palmer. How are you doing this morning? You have mentioned supporting down ballot candidates in previous conversations, whether it be Board of Supervisors or delegates races. Do you feel the statewide Republican ticket has a good chance to win back the General Assembly?
Absolutely, I do. And first of all, our statewide ticket is amazing. I just have to say that. I mean, it's diverse. It's capable. I mean, you know, Winsome and Jason are fabulous candidates. And we represent Virginia. You know, I'm an outside business person and if not a politician. And Winsome and Jason are great candidates. And then we look down ballot. And we've been supporting candidates across the Commonwealth for a couple months now. We have over 60 candidates that we're supporting through Virginia Wins, sheriff races and supervisory board races and Commonwealth's attorney and school boards and delegates. And I was last night at a launch event for Harold Pion in the 40th district in Fairfax County. And we had an enormous crowd. I mean, bigger than anybody had ever seen in Clifton, where we were. And there's just a huge amount of excitement. And so, yes, we're going to take back our House of Delegates. We need six seats, and we've got our eye on a lot more than six. And this is going to be very different for Republicans in November. We're not going to have a lonely victory just for me. We're gonna sweep the statewide offices, and we're gonna take back our House of Delegates.
Now, during the convention, you had a strong showing in the Richmond and D.C. suburbs, which Republicans will need to win in the fall. Now, do you fear an endorsement from former President Trump will turn off some independent voters in those areas who are still on the fence about who they're going to vote for this fall?
Well, I've received endorsements from lots of people over the course of the last couple weeks, which has been just really encouraging. President Trump's endorsement, I was honored to receive right after the convention, and I've received endorsements from Nikki Haley and Rand Paul and lots of other Republicans. And I think this, again, reflects the fact that the Republican Party is coming together like never before. But on top of that, as I said earlier, I have Democrats who are supporting me because they know that what Terry McAuliffe and the left-wing liberals are, in fact, representing is just not Virginia. I mean, at the end of the day, Terry stands for getting rid of right to work, which would force all Virginia workers to pay some portion of their paycheck to the union boss friends of Terry. Terry wants our schools, in fact, to teach critical race theory. I don't. I don't think we should have it in our school. And I think we should have school choice and press forward with charter schools. Terry, in fact, wants to do away with qualified immunity that protects our law enforcement heroes from frivolous civil lawsuits. And I want to invest in law enforcement and build the nation's best law enforcement capabilities. So there is a distinct difference between what Terry McAuliffe and the left-wing liberals are absolutely representing and what Virginians want. And elections have consequences, and Virginians recognize this. And this is why we have such a groundswell of support across the Commonwealth.
Now, sticking with President Trump, you have spoke about bringing his economic policies to the Commonwealth. Which specific policies would a Youngkin administration use to improve job creation and move Virginia's economy forward?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we have to get fully open. And on top of that, we've got to cut back all of the red tape that was piled on businesses across Virginia. But then we have to go to work on our tax structure and the cost of doing business in Virginia. And Virginia, unfortunately, isn't competitive for Virginia families nor Virginia business with the states that we most compete with. I mean, we've seen it, and you see it in Roanoke, but you know, we absolutely have been losing out to Tennessee and North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia, Florida, and Texas. And we've watched businesses like Advanced Auto Parts leave Roanoke and go to North Carolina. We've watched small businesses go out of business. And by the way, we've seen Virginia families moving away. Unfortunately, Virginia has lost more families than have moved to Virginia over the last few years from the other 49 states. And this reflects the fact that Virginians are seeing better job opportunities elsewhere, lower cost of living elsewhere. And oh, by the way, I'd suggest where Virginians are going other than North Carolina are states that have Republican governors, that have low tax environments, that have pro-business environments, and actually have an education and job training system that prepares folks for these jobs. And that's what I'll move forward on immediately as governor, to get this economy cranked back up, to turn back on our job creation machine, to actually have job training and workplace development programs so that Virginians can take these great jobs and will stay home. And so that our kids, when they grow up and go to a technical school or community college or even a four-year degree at one of our great universities, want to stay in Virginia as opposed to go elsewhere. That's the vision for Virginia that I have. And that's the difference between what we're representing on our ticket and what Terry McAuliffe and the left-wing liberals are going to represent.
We are speaking with GOP governor nominee Glenn Youngkin. And Glenn, you were mentioned several times last night by former Governor McAuliffe, who referred to you as an extreme right-wing billionaire and has also criticized your election integrity task force, saying he feels it continues claims the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Now, can you explain the purpose of that task force? And do you believe the 2020 election was stolen?
Yeah, well, first, let me just say the truth never got in Terry's way. And he's just very happy making up whatever he wants to say whenever he needs to in order to try to get people to like him. And that's just an amazingly clear attribute of Terry McAuliffe. But I believe that one of the big challenges we have in our democracy today is people have lost faith in our election process. And this isn't a Republican issue. I want to remind everybody that the Democrats said the same thing in 2016 and all through the Trump administration. I mean, Hillary Clinton said our election was stolen. And in fact, a woman on the election, on the campaign trail, told Joe Biden that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. And Joe Biden agreed with her and asked her to be his running mate as vice president. So what I find to be most humorous is that the media, we have this establishment media that so wants to make this a Republican versus Democrat issue. And this is a democracy issue. So I do believe we should invest in our election process. We should require photo ID. We should make sure that the voter rolls are updated every month for people who've sadly died or sadly moved away. We should test the voting machines and then audit them immediately afterwards so people have faith in the fact that that things were calculated correctly. Mail-in ballots should have two signatures on them, and they should be checked so that they're confirmed as valid mail-in ballots. These are not revolutionary ideas. This is about establishing faith in this process that, oh, by the way, is the bedrock of our democracy. And as governor, that's something I will move forward on. Right day one, we're going to get this economy moving. We're going to cut back red tape, and we're going to turn the job machine on. We're going to focus on school curriculum, make sure that our kids are learning how to think, not what to think. And critical race theory will be banned from our schools. And we're going to invest in law enforcement. We're going to make sure that our law enforcement heroes are protected from frivolous civil lawsuits. And we're going to invest in creating the best law enforcement capability in America. This is what Virginians want to talk about, not divisive issues that the left liberal Democrats want to talk about all the time, about calling everybody names and dividing us into buckets. We want to come together as Virginians and move forward. And that's why I quit my job last summer. That's why I have so much momentum. And that's why I cannot wait to go serve all Virginians as our next governor.
Now, speaking with Republican nominee Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, now, Mr. Youngkin, should you win the governor's mansion in November, what would that mean to you and the Republican Party as a whole going forward?
Well, you know, the great thing is even the Washington Post thinks I'm going to win in November. The great article this week was out of the Washington Post that I have a surprisingly good chance of winning in November. And I think this is a moment for Virginians, not just Republicans, to actually come together around real shared values, that what's happened in Richmond over the last 2 years with single party rule that has dragged Virginia so far left, what's coming out of Washington that represents nothing that we in fact share as values. It's a chance for Virginians to stand up and say, no, that's not the future that we want. And from a Republican Party standpoint, as I said earlier, We, in fact, are supporting races, local races, all over Virginia. And I fully expect that we are going to reestablish a strong Republican voice in all of these most important local seats, school board races and Commonwealth's attorneys and supervisory boards and, yes, House of Delegates, and, of course, the three statewide offices. And so I see this as an opportunity for Republicans to, in fact, come together with Virginians and get Virginia moving in the right direction versus the wrong direction. And this election has national focus because the country recognizes there's only two races this year, statewide races, New Jersey and Virginia. And the nation recognizes what's at stake here. A real statement that this left liberal lurch that has happened in Washington and Virginia is not representative of Virginians and not representative of Americans. And this is why this is such an important race. This is why I quit my job. And this is why I feel so encouraged by the support we're seeing across this great Commonwealth.
Now, Glenn, I only have about a minute and a half. The U.S. Senate is preparing to debate whether or not to create a 9/11 style commission to look into what caused the January 6th Capitol riot. Do you believe that commission is necessary?
Well, let me start by saying there is absolutely no place for violence of any kind in our democracy, of any kind. So the violence that has happened in Virginia over the last year and the violence that happened on January 6th, I condemn it. I absolutely condemn it. I have to say, with regards to what they're doing in Washington, I am most focused on what's happening in Virginia. And this is why I'm so focused on policies and actions that will get Virginia moving, get our economy open, get our schools put back to where they belong as being the best schools in America and not dismantling them like Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats want to do. And therefore, what they do in Washington, Washington's going to have to deal with. But I actually am amazed, however, that there are so many important issues across this country and across Virginia. We're trying to come out of a pandemic. We have an economy that unfortunately has been so over-engineered that it's going to be a flash in the pan economy. We're seeing inflation for the first time in decades. We have people worried about jobs. We have people worried about their schools and law enforcement. And we have our highest legislative branch worrying about commissions on things. We need to go to work for Americans. We need to go work for Virginians. And that's, as governor, what I'll go do.
All right, Glenn, we're just going to have to leave it there. Appreciate the time this morning, and good luck in the fall.